Hello and welcome to another episode of the Spodcasters. I'm Matt Tate and I'm back with Bobby Nightingale, Mr. High School Sports, and I'm happy to report, Bobby, that Ben is here today.
Welcome back.
I made it.
And he's off the hook.
They won.
Right.
We don't have a scapegoat.
Right.
It would have been my fault had they lost.
Yeah, because we did this last year and they won state.
Yeah, yeah.
So if we did it yesterday,
right,
without you.
I was there in spirit.
You were. Yeah. And I mean, and it worked. Like, maybe you knew something.
Oh, yeah,
maybe,
I knew.
Maybe
sure.
You knew something.
I knew that Free State was going to put up 10 runs.
Who didn't? Who didn't? But yeah, that's what we're here to talk about real quick. In between the end of the game and the writing of our stories. But yeah, 10-0 first round victory for the Firebirds over 5th-seeded Derby. Bobby, your first thought, sort of summing this whole game up. I mean, it was a 5-inning, 10-0 victory.
Yeah, it was just the whole leading up to state, everyone was talking, you know, if you can get a few runs, keep your pitchers in it, play good defense, you got a shot to win. I don't think any of them predicted, you know, we're going to destroy Derby's pitching for 10 runs. I mean, they just hit everything, got left over the plate, had a few big innings. They scored 4 runs in the 5th inning where the run rule came in with only one out, with only one hit. I mean,
brilliant.
Just took advantage of, you know, what was given to them, and they dominated.
Yeah, yeah, and that was a big thing for me. I mean, it was exactly the recipe, right? Taking advantage of other people's mistakes and not making mistakes of your own, and Free State did that to perfection today. Benton, what did you like out there from the boys in green?
Well, we were just talking about how you don't expect it to be this type of game. You expect, you know, 2-1, 3-1, something like
sure,
that.
Sure, right. I mean, to a man. The players, Coach Hill, everybody
pretty much everybody
it was going to be something like that, and then bam,
10-0. It's a 4-5 seed.
All the more reason.
So you also kind of think, like, all right, it's not going to be an easy game for either team. And then Free State just comes out and plays like the defending state champions. So I think that experience really helps.
Big difference. I mean, they obviously played well and executed better. But they just looked like the better team. I mean, if you made me guess, I would say if these two teams played 10 times, Free State would win 9.
Right.
Based off what I saw today. Now, that might not be right. But luckily, no one's going to make me guess. I don't think you guys are. Bobby, why are you looking at me like that? but they just looked like they outclassed them. They didn't just outplay them. They outclassed them, and I think you're exactly right. It's experience. It's wild deja vu because Hunter Goody, in the opening round last year, throws a complete game. What?
Shutout.
Yeah, shutout. And today, he goes 5, goes the distance, throws 55 pitches, doesn't really tax himself at all, a complete game shutout, and here they go on to the semifinals. I mean, really cool story for him, for this team, and the seniors and juniors that have all, you know, been a part of this wild run that really is obviously peaking at the right time. 10 runs, how'd they get them, though? I mean, you know, they don't have hitters, they don't have mashers, so where did these come from?
Well, I wonder, not to cut you off, but I wonder how much just it's easier for the Free State hitters when they know Hunter Goody's pitching.
No doubt.
Because he's so good.
And no doubt.
So consistently shuts the opponent down. You almost go up there just knowing, like, all right.
It doesn't matter.
We're probably going to win this game because Hunter's not going to give up any
we
runs.
We need one run.
Yeah.
Right. And then, so I'm just going to swing and swing at anything close. And, you know, but they don't get out of character with that mentality.
That's true.
They don't.
Right.
They stay disciplined and they took a lot of walks. They got hit a bunch of times. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't swing at bad pitches too often. There were a couple, but, you know, that's I think it's probably a relaxation thing that you're talking about. You kind of asked Mike about that, Bobby, didn't you? I mean,
It's weird because it's what they expect. I mean, every player will say it.
Yeah.
That's what we expect out of Hunter.
Yeah.
It's like you just get a few hits, and then kind of the floodgates just broke open after that.
Sure.
I think, you know, any state pressure for the new guys who weren't there last year was gone right away. You get 2 runs in the first inning.
Yeah.
Back-to-back RBI doubles in the second inning.
Right.
And then it's just kind of...
It's 5-0 after 2, and you've got your horse on the mound. This is, you know, fun now. Instead of pressure, instead of intense, it's hey, me and my buddies playing baseball and winning like we're so accustomed to doing. So, it'll be real interesting to see where it goes from here because on Friday now they play Blue Valley, who's the number one seed. In a sense, there's now no pressure on Free State at all. They may be the defending champs, but they're the 4th seed. They're playing the top seed. This is a team that is loaded with Division I players. Their only 2 losses all year are to 2 possible first-round picks, or likely first-round picks. So Blue Valley, you could make an argument, has the pressure sort of in its corner, and Free State can just go out and swing, and it's not like they're throwing a chump. I mean, They're going to start Trevor Munch game two, correct?
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, he's headed to Oklahoma, so it's not like he's not able to go out there and deliver if he's on his game and if they execute behind him. What do you expect for Free State Blue Valley, Bobby? I mean, it's a pretty sweet semifinal.
It's kind of what you thought would happen today, you know, low scoring, 2-1, yeah. 3-2 game. I mean, they're throwing a guy who's going to Kansas State, a left-hander, throws upper 80s. It's going to be a tough guy to hit,
yeah.
But Free State, it's helped. They played Wentz. They've seen a guy who can throw 90 and lefty.
Yeah.
You know, they have that experience at least. But I think for them, it'll be kind of what you expected from the first round. Get a few runs, then you got a chance.
Yeah, yeah, right. They're going to have to find a way to scrape a couple of runs across against this guy, there's no doubt. I mean,
and it sounds like Blue Valley won't make as many mistakes as
right,
Derby made.
Right,
either,
right.
So.
Right, yeah.
That makes it a little bit more difficult.
Derby dropped a third out fly ball in the second or the first?
First inning.
First inning that would have ended the inning with one run, right? Instead,
yep.
Instead Free State got two. I mean, it was a can of corn. It was a routine fly ball. Guy had to come in on it, but he just dropped it off the heel of the glove. And then later there was another run gifted to them when Derby's first baseman fielded the ball. He was clearly heading the game to field the ball as it rolled down the line. Must have thought it was foul.
Right, yeah.
Didn't make an effort to move toward first at all. And who was it Pavlik? Or I don't remember who.
Yeah,
hit. Pavlik. Yeah, so Pavlik, he's just racing down the line, executing fundamentally sound as he is, as all of Free State's teams ever are. And he beats the kid walking to first base. Another run scores. Those two runs would have been enough to win. They added eight more anyway. So, I don't think you'll expect to see those types of things from Blue Valley.
No, too strong defensively from Blue Valley. Like we said, what they came in 20-2 or
correct. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
21-2 now.
Yeah, and Mike Hill said flat out that they might as well be undefeated.
Right, because of who
their two losses
they lost
are. Yeah, Riley Pint and Joey Wentz. So, you know, I think those two guys are a little bit better than. Well, us, for sure. So, last thoughts about the quarterfinal victory, Bobby Nightingale, please go.
Just, they needed to score a few runs to feel comfortable. That's what they did with Hunter Goody on the mound. Now they get a tougher test. They'll face, you know, one of the top pitchers in the state, something they're at least used to.
Yeah.
And with Trevor Munch on the mound, it's not like he needs a lot of run support either.
Right,
so,
right.
I think they have a lot of confidence going in, and like you said, the pressure's off a little bit. You're facing the number one seed, so we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Sure. Benton, final thoughts.
I don't know. How many 11 a.m. baseball games are there?
Oh,
during
man.
The course
not,
of
enough. Not enough. Not enough.
Like, it's cool
me.
With me. I love going to the ballpark and being done by 1 o'clock in
right.
the afternoon
right.
with a game. But seriously, like, do high school teams play 11 a.m. games?
The River City Tournament.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I can think
I guess
of.
That's like one weekend of a couple of morning games maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm just interested to see who gets their sleep tonight.
Who has some coffee and is ready to roll. Yeah, no, that's an interesting take though, because number one, the time's, you know, unusual.
Yeah.
Number two, the weather is unpredictable.
In flux.
Yeah,
constantly.
So we don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It could start early, it could start late, it could start way late, it could not get played at all. So that's baseball in Kansas this time of year, nobody's surprised by that either, but it is something that the coaching staff and every coaching staff has to kind of manage with their players, and that's a lot harder for kids that are 15, 16, 17 years old. I mean,
yeah.
You know, I still go stir crazy when weather's not working out for me, and I don't have anything to do but sit here and talk about this game. But that's kind of my final thought. I think you're right, Bobby. I think the confidence is very apparent. This
yeah.
is a group that just believes, look, if we play well, we can win. Period.
Right.
It doesn't. It doesn't matter who we're facing. It doesn't matter who they're throwing. It doesn't matter what the stage is or what point in the season it is. If we play well, we can win, and we can beat anybody. And that can get you a long way if you're fundamentally sound and you play defense and you pitch, and then you have that vibe with you too. That can get you a long way. So you can't convince me for a second that this would be a shock if Free State won the semifinal game and advance to the state title game again, which would get really fun then because,
right.
You know, who knows who they'd play, but you'd have Hunter Goody potentially ready
mm-hmm.
to throw again if he needed to. And at that point, it's an all or nothing type of game. You do whatever you can to find that one run or that one out that you need to get you over the hump. So Very cool season continues for Free State. Any last thoughts, even though I asked you for your last thoughts a minute ago? Just making sure you didn't want to ramble like I do.
I'm good.
You're good? Ben, you're good?
Well, come back to me, and we'll see if I have any final thoughts.
Okay, Bobby, any last thoughts? Good one. I like that. Ben, last chance.
No, I'm excited. I was surprised last year when they won state, right. And it seems like this year they've got almost just as good a chance to do so. And it's, I think the reason I was surprised is because none of their like individual talents kind of like scream, you know, Division I, yeah. Unstoppable type player. Right. Even though they've got Munch is going to Oklahoma, I know.
Yeah, right.
I mean, he can only do so much as a starting pitcher.
Sure.
Who doesn't play in the field, sure. Like a Hunter Goody does or something like that. So I don't know. I just think it's kind of cool to see a team that's, you know, doesn't have any of those kind of prospects or guys
showcase
getting drafted,
guys, right?
That just show up and play soundly and beat you.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's cool, and it helps me, or I can't help but wonder, man, what if tomorrow they have that guy? What if Zion Bolin just goes 4-for-4, hits the cover off the ball, and drives in 6 runs? I mean, you know, they don't have that guy, but they have a couple who you could see doing
right.
that.
Having a day like that.
Yeah, and if that guy, whoever he were to be, picked that spot, what a cool moment that would
yeah.
be, and what a huge lift that would be for their chances of advancing to the state title game. So, very cool team, very fun to cover, very fun to watch. They play baseball in a way that you know, I sort of wish every team from
right.
Major League all the way down would play, because they're just out there doing what they can and not trying to do more than that. So, 11 a.m., most likely, weather
probably,
permitting.
We hope.
Benton will be there, fired up. He loves the 11 a.m. start to learn.
I'm going to have so much coffee with me.
Yeah, so much. This guy's going to be ready. He might be there for the 6 a.m. game. the coaches playing against each other. But, no, congrats to Free State. Regardless what happens from here, another fantastic season on top of last year's state title run. So if you defend your title by getting to the semis or beyond, you did well. You did really well. So very cool to see them do that.
Yeah, I remember looking that you'd think someone had repeated recently.
Yeah.
Know, all the Blue Valley schools are really good.
Sure.
Shawnee Mission schools are really good every year. No team's done it since 1990 and 91, Shawnee Mission Northwest.
Wow.
Repeated titles.
That's a final thought.
Yeah.
That's my man, Bobby Nightingale, Mr. High School Sports. For Ben Smith, I'm Matt Tate. Thanks for checking out this episode of the Spodcasters. And if you do go out to the Friday fun, enjoy yourselves.